Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Okay, so you just heard me say I was watching everyone's story and they were at the Blackpink concert and I learned... Well, I was today years old when I learned that Rosé is a member of Blackpink. This happened over the weekend, and I went, huh, I didn't know. But I have to tell you, I'm driving down the road with Hudson one day, and Destiny's Child was playing on Kiss. We were playing Say Your Name, or Say My Name, sorry. And he goes, same thing. He goes, that sounds like Beyonce.
He said, wait, I know that angelic voice.
Yeah. And I looked
at him.
Is
that Queen?
I go, Hudson. That is Beyonce.
Duh.
What is wrong with you? And then I realized he's 11.
Then you remember, he ain't nowhere near a 90s baby.
Yeah, why would he know Beyonce was in a group called Destiny's Child? Because only now he knows her as the Queen Bee.
Right,
she's
right.
Beyonce.
He has
no clue.
He has no clue of the Destiny days.
Yeah. So I want to talk about things we learned way late about celebrities, like that Rosé is in Blackpink. I feel stupid. That Hudson learned that Beyonce was one of the singers in Destiny's Child. Like, is there anything you guys can think of that you learned way late about celebrities and you felt so dumb? 414-533-1037. Because I can go on.
Does it gotta be music?
Yeah, it should be, but...
Why?
Okay, fine. What do you got?
I was going to say.
If it's good, I'll let it... Judge Allie's here. How good is it?
Well, it depends on if you know these athletes.
I'm sure it's going to be good, but what is it?
It's because...
Tell me.
It was way later in life that I found out these two very prolific athletes are actually related. Tracy
who?
McGrady.
Okay, who is who? Tell me who these people
both,
are.
They're both basketball players.
For, like,
Tracy,
NBA?
Tracy McGrady, who, I mean, he played
in the
for
NBA?
A very long time ago.
Okay.
He played for a couple teams.
He's
very old. And Vince Carter, both old guys.
Okay.
Vince Carter famously played for the Raptors. He stuck his whole arm in the rim.
Oh, geez.
Stuck his whole arm in the rim for the dunk contest.
What years did these guys play?
These guys are from the 90s.
Got it.
You know,
noted.
These guys are from the 2000s.
When
you know
everybody,
what I'm saying? Like, when they started coming in and
well,
being,
the 90s,
like, playing,
all we
like,
cared about was Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen.
And that's even early for these cats. These guys I'm talking about are like 2000s like hoopers that played until Vince Carter played until late 2000.
So what's the secret? So what did you learn about them that you didn't know?
I'm getting all sporty.
You're getting
now
way sporty.
Brain.
Yeah. What did you learn?
They're cousins.
They
are literally cousins.
Weird.
And they didn't even know that they were cousins until way later in life.
Oh, now it gets interesting.
Now it gets crazy,
Now
right?
it gets interesting.
Because all of a sudden, they were at a family function, right?
No.
T-Mac was there. And then he said his mom and grandma were talking to somebody, talking about, my young baby cousin, my grandbaby isn't here, but he plays in the NBA. And went, wait, I play in the NBA.
Stop.
Who is it? Oh, Lil Vince.
They had no idea they were cousins until a family reunion.
And that one of them wasn't that. And they call each other up. And sure enough, it's like, hey, is this your grandma? Is this your grandma? Oh, yeah.
What?
We're cousins.
That is weird.
So when I found that out, I was like, wait, I watched both of y'all play for so long in my life.
They have the same grandma. They have the same grandma, that they're more than their cousins. That weirds me out.
That they are literally cousins.
Wow. All right. Hold on. I'm going to pull up the text. But hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Hi, this is Trevi from Milwaukee.
Hey, Trevi. Are you going to share something that you learned later about a celebrity that you didn't know for the question of the day?
Yes.
Oh, I want to hear it. Go. What is it? What do you got for us?
I didn't know that Demi Lovato was a Disney child before she was on Sesame Street.
Whoa, that's a great one too, I had to learn that about Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah.
Because I only knew her in adulthood, and you were like, she was a child star. I'm like, mm-hmm. Sabrina Carpenter was a child star? No kidding.
And yeah, sometimes these things make sense.
Apparently her and Selena Gomez were both on, like, you remember Show Barney?
Yeah.
Well, listen.
I'm so old.
I remember when Demi Lovato and Selena Gomez were besties, and when they stopped being besties. That's how old I am. Like, I go way back with them. So yes, I know.
I'm so old. I remember seeing her on Barney as a baby.
I remember watching Hannah Montana live.
Yeah, and I'm Gen Z, so I didn't know that they were on Sesame Street.
Yeah, I don't think I knew they were on Sesame Street either. Yeah. That's interesting.
You'd be surprised how many of these celebrities had all these little Disney Sesame Street connections where you're like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Is this part of the process?
So many of them. Ryan Gosling was in the Mickey Mouse Club with Brittany and Justin. Yep. Like Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
See? Ryan Gosling was one of those kids. And there were and Christina Aguilera was in that crew.
The people that are related that
well,
you're like,
I know,
wait,
I knew her. I knew that she was on Disney.
Yeah. Who? Which one?
Christina Aguilera.
Yes, okay. She was in the Mickey Mouse Club with Brittany, Justin, and Ryan Gosling, which is even weirder.
Yeah.
It's such a weird mixture of people. But anyway, okay, Trevi, thanks for calling. It's been a delight.
Thank you.
Bye. That was a good one, not knowing certain people were child stars and they came out as adult stars kind of thing.
Yeah, you remember.
That was a good one.
That's So Raven?
Yeah. Okay, my kids are watching. They've been watching some of these now. Hannah Montana. We're in the preteen teenage where they're starting to watch them. So it was on the other day. Of course, I've seen That's So Raven.
Okay, so Corey, right?
I thought you were going to say, did you know Raven Simone was on the Cosby Show?
Well,
R.I.P. Malcolm Jamal Warner. He drowned.
Costa Rica,
from the Cosby Show, which Hudson said. I don't know who that is. I said, you're too young to know anything about Theo, but if you know who
Theo Huxtable,
he was not supposed to die. He was only 50. Okay, so that was crazy.
R.I.P.
Anyway,
for sure.
Where were we?
Aside from Raven being on the Huxtables as a baby, another pool.
She was a baby on the Huxtables,
Her little brother, Corey, on That's So Raven, he has a famous brother as well. Corey and Kyle Massey. Kyle Massey was on Zoe 101. Which was Jamie Lynn Spears, Britney Spears' little sister show.
Now we're getting into your generation. Yeah. Yep, now we're getting there. Right? No, I support this.
When this connection happened, I was like, wait a second. Oh, my gosh. And then it was like, I already knew the Spears and the Spears. Mm-hmm. But wait, y'all are brothers? And then it made me even feel dumber because I was like, y'all kind of look alike. That makes sense.
Totally.
And then I hated them at the time because I wanted to be them at the time.
We're talking about, yes, of course. We're talking about things you didn't know about celebs because I said I didn't know Rosé was in Blackpink. Hudson didn't know Beyonce was in a group before she was Beyonce, that she was in Destiny's Child. You didn't know the two NBA players were cousins. And people saying Demi Lovato, some of them not knowing they were doing on child stars.
Selena Gomez even.
Somebody texted in. Oh, Natalie in Menominee Falls. This is a good one. She said, did you know that L. King, who sings X's and O's, I know who L. King is Rob Schneider's daughter. I did because she hates him. And I've seen her talk smack about him. She's not a fan. I saw her on a podcast saying he's not the greatest guy. And it was awkward.
Tough.
So anyway, okay, things you didn't know about celebrities. You were today years old when you learned it. No shame. Don't be embarrassed.
Oh, I could keep going. I don't know a lot of things I find out later about celebrities. You want to hear? You want to hear about the Italian Stallion?
Yes. Hold on, though.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, so I was talking about how I was brand new and I just found out that Rosé was in Blackpink. Hudson just found out Beyonce's in Destiny's Child. You found out two NBA players were cousins. Mm-hmm. Who was it again, the two players?
Tracy McGrady and Vince Carter.
Crazy, they have the same grandma and didn't even know.
Yeah, they're literally cousins and found out through a phone call at a cookout because one of them wasn't there.
That's insane. Somebody said Ryan Seacrest. Okay. Who texted this? Did you know Ryan Seacrest was from MTV's TRL? That's a lie.
No way.
He was not. He was not. First of all, Ryan Seacrest was a radio guy who became the host of American Idol, which then catapulted him into his fame. That was what started it.
Are they confusing him
with Carson Daly?
Carson Daly?
They must be.
They have to be.
Because Carson Daly hosted TRL, not Ryan Seacrest. Those guys that old?
They're that old that you're, that was going to say, no way. Jeez. Y'all are confusing Carson Daly.
They're not even close.
You're more close confusing Ryan Seacrest and Ty Pennington.
Yeah. Yes.
Or even Brew.
Our very own. Yes. Well,
Carson Daly. All right, anyway.
Listen to this. Renee in Greenfield said, I grew up with Dakota Fanning as a child star, realizing she grew up just like I did. Like, kind of like one day Dakota Fanning was an adult.
Yep.
And whoever texted in, Janet from West Dallas. I'm going to need you to do some recon on this, some research. Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson have the same dad. I don't think that's...
This is speculation.
This can't be right. This is not right. That's not true.
This is pure speculation.
Why would Matthew McConaughey tell us?
I don't think either of them actually knows, but yeah, they've had conversations about how this is a possibility, and I don't actually know if it's ever confirmed, but I remember seeing this before.
Wow. All right.
There's some parts of validity. I don't think there's confirmation.
Come on. All right. Well, let's go to the phones. Our girl Ebony is in Milwaukee.
What up,
fam?
Good morning. We're talking about things we were today years old when we learned about celebrities and how I felt so dumb. What is something you didn't know that you learned as an adult or whenever, Ebony?
So basically, there's two. That Mark Wahlberg used to be, you know, a little rapper before he was an actor.
Oh, that's a fact.
Marky Mark.
Wait a second. People don't know Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, people only know him as an actor. And then, did y'all know that Elton John is the reason why Eminem got clean and sober?
No, but that's a fantastic.
Is this real?
Yes. I know they're close, but I believe
Elton John was his
sponsor. He was his mentor. Yeah.
No way. I'm today years old about this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the reason why he's like 10 years clean.
I knew they were close, but that makes total sense knowing all that. But
I didn't know it was that close.
What were you going to say about Mark Wahlberg? DZ? I thought DZ was going to say something.
I remember learning this at a very young age as well. I was like, whoa, because I got a bunch of vinyls. I was a weird kid, and I'm still a weird adult, but I got a bunch of vinyls gifted to me when I was, probably 9 years old.
Yeah.
Including some Menudo, some other things, and some Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
This is Marky Mark. You guys, this is Mark Wahlberg before he was a famous actor. Look at this. Raw. He goes, come on.
Before the Wahlberg came in.
This is such a jam,
he was pretty groovy. So, there go that.
I love that. Well, Destiny, thanks. I mean, Destiny. Ebony, I did it again.
Shout out to Destiny.
At least y'all are both really cool.
Damn, why did I do that again?
I'm your better half, and you can't remember that. Get off my line.
No, you are my better half.
Hang up, everybody.
Can tell Destiny I said that. Bye. She hung up on me. Forget y'all.
She's mad.
Can't stand you guys.
She's pouting, bro.
Cannot stand you guys. We're talking about things that we learned later about celebrities. All right, hold on. We got one more call. I got to get his theme song up, though, because you know I'm never prepared here. Here we go. All right, Mike in Racine.
The believer of all believers.
He loves Justin Bieber.
The most important thing of all, before being a professional volleyball player.
By the way, I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed with Daisies, the new Bieber song we've been playing in the afternoon. Obsessed! So good.
I still ain't listened to the album. I'm not going to count.
So good. Anyway, so maybe we'll play it this morning. So, Mike, good morning. We're talking about random things you learned late about celebs.
Yeah, good morning, guys. One thing I learned, later after being a believer was he
he played hockey his whole life, and he's left-handed, and he's pretty good at hockey, I guess.
Really? I knew he liked basketball. I didn't know Justin was an athlete like that.
No, obviously, I knew that, but I didn't think not all Canadians are hockey players. You think Drake can play hockey? No.
No, that's true. Well, I don't know. Maybe he can.
Well, hey, maybe
how
he can.
Do you know Drake can't play hockey?
I actually don't know.
You don't know?
Maybe Audrey, like, maybe Audrey can.
I forget his name is Audrey.
A lot of these names that you're like, well, they use professional monikers, not their actual name. You feel me? But listen, the Bieber being a hockey believer?
Yeah.
That's a
cool one. That's a good one. All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah, he was really good, I guess.
Did you know he married a Baldwin?
What?
Yeah.
Who married a Baldwin?
Justin Bieber.
Oh, shut up. Would you stop? Chamboron. Why do I do this to myself?
I'm not going to confirm nor deny. I'm just here to assist.
You guys, I need help, and it has to do with the delivery. Hold on.
You got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Hi, DZ. It's me. I'm the problem. why did I do this to myself? You guys, I'm in a bind, and this is like in real time. This is a real time problem happening in this moment. Okay. This second, I need help. I'm screwed. Okay.
Listen, this is a right meow problem. So, not a later, right meow.
Do you remember how I said I bought a new washer and dryer on the question of the day,
we
right?
We talked about it the other day, yesterday. Yeah.
I said I bought a new washer and dryer, and I was really excited. And then I got the information that it would be delivered on Wednesday.
Perfect.
Is that today?
That happens to be today.
So I got the information, and I even said when I was booking it, I go, what time on Wednesday? Because I'm on the radio and I can't leave until 10.
Yeah.
So like, we're on the air. There's no ability. And she goes, well, they'll call the night before.
They usually give you a time frame.
They'll let you know. So I get the time frame last night. You ready for this?
What's the time frame?
7 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Oh.
Here's where it gets worse.
What?
It has to be an adult. So it's not like I can say, Owen, get up and pretend to be a grown-up. You know what I mean?
Who said no?
We
ain't gotten to the advice part yet. Taking my answers.
So that's, you're all right. You know what? Fine. You're right. The kids are there. Okay. And so I knew that it was getting delivered today. So my hope was, I was dreaming and hoping as I'm now stressed out about this, that there would be some kind of window that they would miraculously come at like 9:30 or something. I could race home and get them. Because here's what's even funnier. I have an 11 o'clock appointment with the ladies from Susan G. Komen because the walk's in September and we're recording today. So here I am again. Here I am again.
Because I was going to say, if you got 10 to 11, the show's over at 10.
No,
we
I don't.
Literally do, you know, like the wrap up, be like, bye,
that's
love
what you. Thought.
And then you could hit it, go if they are the last stop, 10 to 11.
That's what you thought.
But no, you can't do that.
So then, as we're sitting here, so I'm stressed out about this as I come in this morning, because I know that I'm supposed to basically be at my house during the show at some point.
I could tell you've been so a little stressed. Wired up.
Stressed. So now I just got the email. To make it worse, you guys, I just got the email from Home Depot.
Oh, did they update you for the morning?
Yes. It says, get ready, Allison. Your appliance arrives today. Yep. You ready for this?
What time?
Your appliance is on track to be delivered between 7 and 11 by one of our local delivery partners.
Yeah.
Have an adult present to sign and advise on the installation. So I put track appliance, and I'm like, please be later. Please be later. Yeah. Please don't be on your way to my house right now.
Because I'll go to your house. You know what I'm saying?
Kill me now. Look at this. Read this for the crowd. Look at what the tracking says. I want to die.
Oh, no.
What does it say?
Arriving today between 7:30 and 8:30.
It's 7 o'clock on the dot right now.
It's two stops away. Oh, no.
You guys.
Oh, no, Allison.
I can't. I'm the jerk. We have tickets to give away. I can't. What the hell?
Owen gotta be in the door.
So, you guys. So, I texted my neighbor, who has not responded yet.
Which neighbor?
Nancy, Randy, because Kira's probably sleeping, so I didn't want to. Randy's got to work. I had to.
Yeah,
Kira,
he'd be up. He'd be
Kira
up.
Works in the school, so I wanted.
She got summer.
Randy's got a job in the summer. I had to get him up. He didn't answer yet. Nancy and Racine said, "Why didn't you ask for another delivery day? Like the day I'm not on the radio? Is that what you mean, Nancy?" Well,
I'm sorry that I want to do laundry and that I want it as soon as possible. If do you or do you not always pick the most recent and the most available delivery day? I don't care what day it is.
In fairness, they asked if I would prefer a Saturday, but I bought this, you guys, last Sunday. I went, I don't want to wait till I need my washer and dryer. I have I have so many clothes on the floor in the basement right now, and I've been waiting.
I understand.
So I'm like, man, shoot.
You wanted it Wednesday.
Yeah, exactly.
It was available Wednesday. That's when I wanted
it. I wanted it. So now here they're on their way, and all I'm hoping is, it says there's two stops in front of me. I'm hoping to God the first two stops take long enough, because otherwise I'm going to have to bolt out of here for like an hour and then come back.
Can't
even run the board. And we're a hot mess.
Can you click on where it says two stops and see how far the two stops are?
Let me track it again.
I'm
tracking it like a psycho. You know when you track a delivery, nothing's changing. It still says two stops away. If they haven't even hit the first, then I'm chilling.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. That usually means that it's going to be a little more delayed. And the more it's delayed, the better. Because that gives you more time to figure out. I'm thinking that right now, first piece of advice is that you're going to have to really hit up Powder. You're going to have to hit him up again and be you got to send him a screenshot.
Should I call him?
You got to send him a screenshot
and
be like, hey, man, I need an adult. Because my next piece of advice, I got three pieces. And you tell me which one you like the most.
Okay. And then everybody else can chime in if they want, if we don't solve it on our own. 414-533-1037. Okay, what's your advice? I need to process.
You got
to
hit up Powder again.
Okay.
Or hit up his wife.
Yep.
Another one of them neighbors that you are cool with and be like, hey, please, we need somebody over.
Well, Dawn and Muskego just texted in. This is where your relationship with that nosy older neighbor who came in the garage would have come in handy.
Except for her. Except for her.
Thank you.
A different neighbor.
Thank you very much. I should have actually asked her. She would have loved something to do. Are you kidding me?
Two.
What about Andrew and Jesse? Oh, they have to work too.
That's what I'm talking
about. Everybody's working.
Andrew and Jesse, I just don't know their names. So I was like, yep, those are the people I'm thinking about.
They're the ones on the corner, yeah.
Two, my wife is awake. She'll go sit at your house. She'll go away for this.
Your wife just texted me. Your wife has two children right now, and
I would love for her to go mess up your house rather than ours.
Are you kidding me?
No.
She's more than welcome to go to my house. I just feel awful because I don't want her to go all the way from Bayview to my house.
I told you I'd text her, and you were like, wait, hold on, let's see what it says.
She's the last person I feel like I should make do that with two little babies. Granted, they can play on the swing set. They can do it. They can go and wake up the kids and bug them. I don't care. They can eat all the food.
She'd end up bringing the dog so the boys could see them.
Oh.
She'd make an excursion out of it and then probably say, hey, and after when you're done, I'm going to hang out at your house all day and then we're going to go swimming at the Princeton Club afterwards. Oh. Yay.
David from East Troy texted in and said, the delivery drivers are laughing their butt off in the Quick Trip parking lot eating their three meat sandwiches knowing that they have your delivery on their truck. Well,
David could see him right now. David, that's why he's saying he's confirming.
If you see him, tell him to keep enjoying that food and
Tell him wait.
Wait, Randy just woke back.
What
Randy
he say?
Just nice. What time?
Now. Literally between now and now.
7:30 to 8:30. Should I put the yikes emoji face?
The big teeth one when it's like, ugh.
I did 7:30 to 8:30.
Because the next piece of advice is you really do got to wake Owen up and say, listen up, bucko. You're going to have to wake up and pretend you're 18. Just say you can't find your ID if they ask for one and say that you are of age. But do not say, hey, I'm Owen, I'm 18, because that gives it away that you're not 18, okay?
Right.
That's my last piece of advice. You're going to have to
Randy's
wake Owen
Randy's writing
up.
Back. Well, actually, I just want Aaron to come over now for fun.
I mean, Aaron will still come over.
That just sounded like fun.
Aaron will still come over. She probably is already on the way.
She's right on there. She can go in the swing set, bring the dogs. She can just live in my house. I don't care.
She don't need a key. She'll just get in.
Honest to God, Owen and Hudson wouldn't even know and they wouldn't care. They'd come downstairs and be like, when'd you get here?
Right. They wouldn't question it. They'd be like, okay.
Okay.
Can he do it?
He's writing me back. I have bubbles.
All right. Well, let's
I
get
have
in.
Bubbles.
Let's
so
get
let's
it in.
Let's why don't we take some calls and texts and I'll tell you if he can do it or not. And if not, I guess your wife might be the backup unless somebody else has a better idea.
I think she's the perfect first plan. If you want her to be the backup, okay.
This is so embarrassing.
Otherwise, plan D, I'll drive to your house.
You can't drive, DZ. You've just had knee surgery. Okay, so if you're catching up, I have my washer and dryer coming. coming this morning, and it's really funny because I just got the tracking and it said they're coming between 7:30 and 8:30. And I think we all know that Allie's unavailable. Allie will be on Am I the Jerk with DZ. Allie will be giving away State Fair tickets. Allie will not be at her house between 7:30 and 8:30.
So who's going to be though? What advice, man? Because otherwise you're going to have to delay this delivery. And I know you don't want
to
do that.
I do not want to change it to Saturday, especially Please when don't. They already loaded it up. Ah, all right, hold on.
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
No matter how many times I refresh, it still says they're coming between 7:30 and 8:30.
You're still the same
Damn
stop.
It.
You're still two stops away.
Still. Dang. But that means they haven't gotten to the first two stops.
Well, that's good.
Okay, so if you are just tuning in, I am the dummy who I should, you know, positive self-talk.
Thank you.
Positive self-talk.
I was just about to say funny, but no.
Not funny. Okay, so I scheduled my washer and dryer to be delivered today.
Because you wanted ASAP?
Thank you. I bought it on Sunday and they said Wednesday. I said, hell yeah. And they said, then the last night, they said it's going to be between 7 and 11 a.m., which could not have been worse for
Worst
me
timing.
With my job. So
had it been 11 to 7
single
p.m.,
mom,
great.
And they said an adult has to be there. So it's not even like Owen can sign for it. We could.
Does the adult need to show ID? Because that boy is about 6'7 and he could 6'7
they
and he could sign
don't.
For his own.
They probably don't, but I, you know, come on. This is a big purchase. Let's go to Shelly on the east side. My girl from Walski's. Hey, Shelly.
Morning.
Good morning.
Wait, does she have a theme song?
I don't think
I do
so.
Not.
Thank God. I was worried. Oof. You did not call five days
it,
in a row.
I made it three days in a row. And
nothing.
Then I,
that's all right.
No.
Well,
no.
Shelly,
I'll try harder.
You're our friend on the east side. Okay, what's your advice for me? Because I scheduled the delivery, and now it's happening during the show.
Like
and I'm
right
screwed.
Now.
Like in 20 minutes.
Yeah. Ish. 20 minutes to an hour.
I think... So I have the ability to work from home. I'm a full-time nurse. But I think you should have called me.
Are you
going
to come over?
Be at your house.
Are you going to come over?
Wait,
and then
how do you have the ability to work from home as a full-time nurse? Who are you taking care of at home?
Yeah.
I'm a triage nurse, cardiology.
Ah,
and so my job is like 95%. Phone-based
sure.
and computer-based.
Okay, so, I was lost for a second. I was like, yeah, how do you do that?
Yeah.
I want in on that.
Well, Shelly, my idea is you come over, then we go back to the east side.
Yeah.
And we go celebrate at Walski's at your bar because she lives right by Walski's. She's there. She bartends there. She's there all the time.
The double idea, I'm also coming with because y'all ain't just going to leave me
DZ
like that.
DZ can come as well. He can.
Yeah,
I do bartend today also.
Wait, then you can't.
I love it when a plan comes together.
It's not. Now she's got to work. Now she's screwing us over. See?
She don't work till later.
Thank goodness. Okay, wait. My neighbor is writing back. Wait, first Aaron, your wife, wrote and said, I'll go to your house.
She will happily go to your house. I told you that.
And she said, I can totally mess with them kids. And I said, you're awesome.
You want a defense check on them children? You want to see what their reaction skills are like? I swear, we'll do it.
I love your kids. They can hang out all day at my house. Let's see. And then my neighbor, Randy, I got all bubbles. He wrote back and he said, we're both home. I'll watch for a truck and go over.
Oh, perfect.
He said, boys, I don't know why I just hit the, he said, boys there or no? I said, yep. He said, nice. I'll keep an eye out.
Perfect.
And I said, you just got to turn the water and the gas off. And he has done enough in my house. And they lived there before I moved in. So they knew the people. They were friends with the people that lived in my house before me.
Oh, really?
So they know my house.
Oh.
And I've lived there 10 years.
It's like
he knows my house.
Across the way, bro. They know your house almost better than
friends.
You know your house.
There was a pool at my house that I took out, which people hate me for that.
Oh, they know your
house. They were at the pool all the time. Okay. Woosah. Are we okay now, Shelly?
Okay.
Thank you.
Shelly, you going to do this?
I think Powder, my neighbor's going to do this. Shelly, I appreciate you. I'll just come see you anyway.
Okay, sounds good.
Love
I'll
you.
Be here.
Bye.
Bye.
Cool.
If my neighbor can do this, because here's the thing. I fully trust him
perfect.
In the sense of I'm not worried about him looking at the setup. I know he's going to know exactly what he's doing. He's going to tell them if they mess something up because, and
good,
he's a dude.
I definitely don't trust Aaron to do any of that.
And then they don't know it's my house because I'm not there. Not that I worry about that, but every now and then people come in, they're like, are you on the radio? I'm like, yes, now that you're in my house, I am. Thank you.
I am.
And this is awkward.
Very awkward. Very awkward, DoorDash driver. Thank you.
So awkward. All right, DZ, thanks for your advice.
I do none.
I know exactly. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Good morning. They know what this is.
They know it's Allie and DZ.
Buenos
dias. I am so excited, DZ, because What Would DZ Do was about my washer and dryer getting delivered, and I did not have anyone ready to accept, an adult ready to accept it. Now we know that my neighbor's going to go. Thank God.
It's sorted.
Thank God.
Thank you, neighbors.
I was so stressed this morning, and now I just feel like... The power
of a strong community is very important. And when you have people around you that you're...
It takes a village,
not just with the kids, but stuff like that, too, where it's like, mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, I need help.
Well, and I don't want couples to ever take for granted when there's someone else at the house for you. Because let me tell you, as a single parent, you know what I'm talking about. It's a nightmare.
There's pros and cons for both.
There are pros and cons for both. Well, we're giving away a 4-pack to the State Fair at 7:45 because the fair is now in, what, 8 days now?
T-minus ocho días.
Ocho días.
Ocho días.
I like that. I've been working on my Spanish.
Why?
That's a lie.
Why are you capping? Why are you capping?
Although yesterday when your you can't drive, and your wife has been coming to get you every day with the boys.
Drop off and pick up, yep.
With Sammy and Danny, which tomorrow is Sammy's birthday. He's going to be four.
We got an official four-year-old.
Oh, he's going to be so cute.
Today is his last. And it really happened in a blink of an eye. And this is where people go, it happened so fast. Because I'm looking at him reaching things that he shouldn't be reaching.
Mm-hmm. Talking to you.
When did you get this tall? When did you get this right?
Yep.
Elaborate. When did you get this methodical? When did you get this sadistic? When did all of these things happen?
Become this person?
When did you become a whole little human, man? And he's stuck on this mode right now, which is funny. He told you yesterday. He said, Titi Ali, I don't want to grow.
I know.
What is up
with
that? It
was so cute when he said that to me. And by the way, I understood his Spanish because he said something about trabajo and papa. And I knew he was talking about you were at work. I understood the whole sentence. And I was like, I understood that, DZ. I know what Sammy said because I love that he speaks Spanish and English. The problem is when he talks, I don't know which language he's speaking sometimes because he's three.
He speaks both half the time.
I have to really focus with my brain to figure out which language he's speaking to begin with, you know?
Uh-huh.
I love that, though, that he's bilingual.
But he's in this mode where he's really expressive.
He doesn't want to grow up.
Of wanting to stay small. And you're like, Papi, you're going to grow little by little. Just every little day you're going to grow a tiny bit. And he's like, no, I want to stay my small size. I'm like, sorry, not going to happen.
You're like, you don't want to be big? Everybody wants to be big.
He's like, nope. I'm like, all right, well, we'll see.
Hudson went through that, and sometimes he still does it. Where he reverts back and I see this baby side of him and he's like, doesn't want to grow up. He doesn't want responsibility. He does. And I don't either.
And that's
same.
It's curious because I never heard that. And I remember as a child, I didn't want to be little ever.
I wanted to grow up.
I always wanted to grow
same.
Up.
Same.
Right.
And they don't. Now they're like, no.
I'm good.
We're just going to hang out.
Is this us spoiling these children? Is that what happened? They're like, no, listen, I've seen what happens when you grow up. I've watched you do it. I see you living. I'm good.
You're right. We're spoiling them so much.
I'd rather stay under your wing.
Like, we wanted to leave our parents because our parents drove us crazy.
I'm good here.
We wanted to get the hell out. And now our kids love it. You're so right.
It's our fault.
We screwed ourselves.
Well,
what were we thinking?
These kids are about to get a job today.
I told Hudson, I'm like, he's like, can I live with you forever? I'm like, sure, as long as you work.
Listen,
I will charge you rent when you're old enough.
I was just about to say, these babies ain't babies forever. They babies at heart, but they're going to have to work. They're going to have to pay rent. They're going to have to do something if they want to live at the crib.
Yeah, then they have to do something. That's right.
That's a conversation for another day.
Another day. You ready for Am I the Jerk?
I don't think so.
It was written by, well, I don't know if it's a kid or an adult. Hold on. Let's just get into Am I the Jerk.
Jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, I think it's a teen, but all I know is at the end of the submission, she said, my family knows I sent this in, and they approve since I'm a minor. I thought that was so cute.
I got permissions.
I was like, okay, thank you. I would have read it anyway, but
we'll
okay.
Keep you anonymous, youngins.
As long as you're anonymous. It says, am I the jerk for not giving up my room for the family reunion? Well, remember when family used to come stay at your house and take your room and ruin everything?
Commandeer the house and you ain't got no space for nothing to nobody.
And I'm the baby, so you know I always got kicked out.
You had to give it up.
Always was the one that had to give up their room. All right. This is what she wrote in. She said, am I the jerk if I tell my grandma I'm not going to give up my bedroom at a family reunion at the house I live in?
You said grandma?
Yeah. Whoopsies.
All right, I'm listening.
Okay.
Unbiasedly, I'm listening.
It's written like a true teen. It says, okay, so my grandma and I were at Target, and we were looking at toys, and I asked, why are we getting these? Because there are no kids in the house we live in. And my grandma replied with, oh, we're going to host a family reunion in September for a week, which I don't mind at all. But later, the subject came up again, and so I asked her, how many people are going to come? And my grandma replied with, about 5 people. And I was like, okay. Like I said, it's written.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, I'm perfectly fine with that. And so then I asked where they would all be sleeping. And my grandma explained that some of them were probably going to sleep in my room. And I would sleep at the end of the master bedroom bed in a sleeping bag with my grandma, great aunt, and my niece that would be sleeping next to me. And
everybody bunking it.
And for the sake of the story, my niece will be called O. But the second option was that O and me were in the same room in the same bed. And I totally understood.
Oh, that's cool.
That we need to make some adjustments and accommodate. But both of those options aren't good because I really don't like anyone else to sleep in my room besides me and my best friend that I'm comfortable with. I've never met O. O is 7 or 8 years old, to paint the picture of who she would be sharing the bed with.
A young child.
A little kid. And I just don't feel comfortable sleeping in a room with someone I've never met. So I'm confused. Am I the jerk in this situation or not for not wanting to give up my room for the family reunion? Well, first of all, you're giving it up. But this, the question is, are you the jerk?
Are you the jerk for saying you're not giving it up?
Okay, now I get it. It's only they're asking her to share a bed with a 7-year-old harmless. But at the same time, I don't want to share a bed with anybody I've never met. Ew.
Well, and as a teen, too, you're really coming into your own, defining your space, right? You're becoming your young adult self and you're going, no, this is me.
Yeah.
And the only people I like to sleep with are my BFFs, Jill.
Yeah.
So
because we're 16.
And that's how I rocks.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get that distinction.
Yeah. I know.
Honestly, you don't really have an option.
Mm-hmm. You don't. You're going to be in a sleeping bag. Oh, this is what she wrote at the end. Not for the story, but my parents gave me permission to send you guys an email. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you, Youngie.
So she wants to know if she's a jerk for not giving up her room for the family reunion. I mean, I'm telling you, as someone who got kicked out of their room all the time, I just figured it out.
All the time. And I had the grace and glory we had cool cousins that we had. Mm-hmm. Cousins that I looked up to, cousins that were my age, with both sides of the family. So when we had sleepovers, I loved it.
Yeah.
I was the younger cousin in the age where I was like, oh, yeah, I get to sleep on the floor with my cousins in their room?
Cool.
Yeah.
This is fun.
We called it a kombucha, right? So it's a makeshift bed that you just, at the end of the you making pallets basically where you just throwing them together and it was a sleepover slumber party.
Nice.
I think she should look at it from that angle. Mm-hmm. We're not here to give advice, right?
Yeah.
But it really is one of them bond. You could build a bond with this little cousin or family member, whoever she is that you don't know, but you will get to know.
Yeah.
Because there was a point in time where I didn't know the cousins that came over for one Christmas in the early 2000s. And guess what? We done named our firstborn after them.
Before they went back to Columbia, you got that close.
They had just moved from Columbia to Aurora at the time. It was the proper Chicago at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they moved to Aurora, whatever. But we had never met them. And I was skeptical. I didn't want to share my room with nobody yet.
Yeah.
8, 9 years old.
No, not at all.
They came over. Yeah. It was 3 of them, all boys. It was me and my little sister at the time, just in the house. And lo and behold, look at us now.
Look literally, at you now. You're that close.
Named my firstborn after one. Like, you got to give it a chance.
Mimi from Milwaukee said, big non-rent paying child jerk. You don't get to pay it. You don't get to make any rules.
Spoiled kid energy.
Well, it is spoiled kid energy. When my sister Penny got married a couple of years ago, and they would come visit her and her husband Van, and Van's got 2 kids. So Penny has 2 stepchildren.
Yeah.
And one's already in college, so they brought the youngest one.
Okay.
And I gave my now nephew Hudson's room. And I didn't say you got to share. Like, I can kicked Hudson out.
You flat out.
And Hudson was upset. He was like, my room, that's where my toys are, that's where my bed is, that's where my space is.
That's where my life is.
I'm like, welcome to mom's room for a week.
Welcome to family.
Come on over and hang out with me. And he was fine.
Bring
whatever.
A few toys.
But it sucks when you are told you got to leave your room. And then somebody you don't know sleeping in your room. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's the worst.
You're getting put out. There's no other way to slice it. You're getting put out.
Yeah.
But you're going to get put out.
You are. 414-533-1037. She wants to know if she's the jerk for not giving up her room at the family reunion. And so there's five people coming, it sounded like. But she's, of course, one of the three that's going to have to go sleep at the end of grandma's bed.
I'm going
to
say she's not the jerk for being reluctant, right?
Mm.
She's not the jerk for standing on business and expressing herself. You can't call her the jerk for that, in my opinion.
That's true. That's true. That's
right?
True. We're going to call her Not Sharing Susie.
No Share Susie.
There you go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. So she wants to know if she's a jerk for not giving up her room at the family reunion. Grandma told her five people are coming for this family reunion, and she's the youngest, I guess. Maybe she's not even the youngest. She's got to give up her room and sleep in a sleeping bag.
We're assuming she's teen years, you know, old enough to say, what? I'm not giving up my room.
Yeah, yeah. But it gives a little bit of spoiled energy, that's for sure. All right, let's start with Kate the Great in East Troy. She called 5 days in a row and got her own theme song. Hey, Kate.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Morning. We're doing good. Which way you going today? Is she the jerk for not giving up a room for the family reunion? She's a teen.
She is not the jerk. I have a 13-year-old daughter, and her room is her safe space. Mm. Her room is her area for her relaxation or having fun or whatnot. But that's her safe space, and I would never want to take that away. And I say, why don't people stay in hotels?
Well, because money.
Well, yeah.
Money. I love
community.
I love the commitment to giving her own space, and I understand that she needs it. But
privacy.
In the nicest, most respectful way, that is such a privileged thought, because so many people don't have their own rooms and can't afford their own rooms. And, like, what if, Kate, your kids have to share a room? Like, I know a lot of people, their kids, they have two bedrooms or three bedrooms, and their kids, they have three kids, so their kids are sharing.
We plan on making Sammy and Danny.
They still share.
Our one and a half and three soon to be 4-year old. They're sharing.
They're sharing.
They're sharing for a
while. I shared with my sister Jenny for years until Penny went to college.
Yeah.
That was the only reason I got my own room.
Yeah. My wife comes from a big family.
Yeah.
She shared.
Yeah. So, I mean, I agree with you, but what do you do if that's the case? I mean, Kate, you can't always control that.
If you don't get that chance, it's not like she's having to give it up long term. It's for a weekend, three days max, maybe.
But I respect giving her a space.
We can't try to. Are we trying to sway Kate the Great? She's literally sitting there going,
"Y'all trying to change my mind?"
She's like,
"I'm standing 10 toes. Forget y'all both." I said she's not the jerk. Leave me alone.
Okay, Kate. You know what? I respect it. Thank you for being honest. She's thinking about her stepkid. And she's like, you know, we give them safe. I love that. I love that you're able to do that.
She's
That's
got
amazing.
Her safe space, and that is something to be commended for sure.
But I will agree, it is spoiled energy
It's privileged.
I mean, as we spoil our own.
Yeah.
You know?
As my children have their own rooms, that they're safe
for your kids.
I'm over here going, yeah, don't do that.
Why are we hypocritical
in
the morning?
Such a hypocrite. Kate, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Yep. Have a good day, you guys.
Bye, much love.
All right. Bye. I love you too. All right. Let's go to, who should we go to next? Saucy. Should we pull up Saucy?
Ooh.
Let these two have it out if she's going a different way.
Theme song v theme song.
Saucy.
Hey there. Hey, my friend.
Morning. Are you going a different way?
You heard what Kate
said. I sure the heck am.
Okay, all right.
But let's first get this straight. You're giving up your room.
Okay.
True. I feel like
giving up a room. It doesn't matter. You're giving up your room, period.
That's true. Yes.
You're not the jerk for having those feelings.
Mm-hmm.
However, you're not the one paying the bills. And I understand you have your space. Put your stuff somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
You got to suck it up. you're the jerk. Unless if you're going to make everybody else go and buy a hotel room or something like that. But it's not that big of a deal. Have fun. Have a sleepover.
Somebody texted in and they said something interesting. They said sharing and being kicked out are two different things. She's being kicked out of her room and she will be sleeping in a sleeping bag at the end of her grandma's bed. So,
or she's sharing the bed with the kid.
And she doesn't want to do. She doesn't want to share a bed with a seven-year-old she's never met is what she said.
It's not like she's forced into one corner. She's got a couple options. And, Brett, think of the influence a teen influence in a household is big. I remember being a teen and speaking my mind and changing the energy in whatever environment I was in, because you could do that when you just that tenacious.
You can be a real jerk. Exactly. The things I did to my parents, the things I regret. I was just such a bee. You're just an immature, spoiled brat. That's teen energy, I don't know how else to give to explain it. Yeah.
So what I'm saying
make
is,
the seven-year-old sleep in a sleeping bag.
That part.
And let you don't gotta sleep in the same bed as her. You're fine. Make her a bed on the ground.
So she's not a jerk, Saucy. Is that what you're saying? Or she is a jerk?
No, she's still the jerk.
She's got to give it to
Sorry, she's still the jerk. It is what it is. Yep. You can't say no. You don't pay the bill.
Mm-hmm. That part.
Okay. All right, Saucy. Sorry. Love you.
Much love. Bye.
Sauce, peace.
All right, so then let's go to the tiebreaker because we're split down the middle. Lynette is in Franksville. Hey, Lynette.
Oh, Lynette.
Hey, good morning.
Morning. You ready for this?
I am. I'm ready. As a mom of four that are now three adults, absolutely, I'm ready.
Oh, she's the perfect tiebreaker.
I definitely say the jerk.
Oh.
Not only is it spoiled, but like the stereotypical only child syndrome, my kid never had the option. She was there. Her family was generous to give her two. She needs to pick the lesser of the two evils.
Oh.
Fair. You think she's an only child?
She did get two options.
She did, but much more than my kids ever got, so... You should be thanking your lucky stars on that.
That's true. Our parents never went. Would you prefer to share or sleep in a sleeping bag? It was like, hey, you see the couch? Couch City, baby.
Is. Options?
You're on Couch City or sleeping bag. Have
I
a great day.
Spell options till I was an adult.
I still can't. <I'm> sure. Okay, so you have four kids, so you feel that you could just it's accommodating that many when you have a big family is impossible.
And it comes back to saying, imagine when you don't have there is no other way. Mm-hmm. When you don't have the ability to not share, when you don't live on top of each other, the people that really don't need bunk beds.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. I mean, we were fortunate enough that my kids all had their own rooms, but at the end of the day, when family came and our guests were there, we were making them comfortable. Yep. And if that meant that they were uncomfortable for a week, that's what it meant.
This is an interesting topic for another time, because I remember giving up your space for other people, like how far is too far? My sister once went to visit our cousins and they had four kids and they were like, please sleep in our master bed. And she's like, no, please God, no. And they're like, no, please. And it got really, and she's like, no, you like, I don't want to. And they're like, no, please.
No, please.
So she slept in their bedroom alone. And they were like, it's the weirdest.
Never.
I'm like, I would be so uncomfortable too.
Well then maybe the parents need to be
given up our master bedroom for family. I certainly have.
No way. I make sure all the sheets and everything are clean and ready to go.
She flipped the mattress. In my house, nobody takes the master bedroom but me, because it is my house. I will give you my children's rooms.
This is a conversation for another day, because that's where I draw the line. Yeah. Lynette, that's where I draw the line. I ain't going to hold you.
Okay, Lynette, we can argue. Love you.
Much love. Thank you so much for calling. Bye.
Have a great day.
You too. Call again. That was good.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, she was cool. She was a delight.
Oh, she was perfect, too. Four kids that are now grown. She got the work.
That's a great, great discussion, and we will continue this on the show a different day, because I tell you what.
I barely even want to call it a master, and I'm definitely not giving it up.
No, not happening.
Lynette, call back when we do, though, because you say
either way, it's jerk for saying that she's not giving up her bedroom for the family reunion. Sorry, you're
can't
out
disagree it.
You gotta sleep in the sleeping bag.
Sorry, don't share Sally or whatever. Don't share Susie.
103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
So DZ, we have to discuss the lowest form of communication. Low effort form of communication.
Which could translate to lowest form to a lot of people by definition. If it's low effort, it's low.
Well, I was watching a reel, ironically.
Yeah.
That they were talking about how reels are the lowest effort way of communicating. Like, because I send my friends reels, they send me reels, and TikToks, which, can we just back up for a second?
Yeah, what's up?
Remember when Reels didn't exist.
Oh, yeah.
And TikTok was everything.
It reigned supreme in that realm. Yep.
And then Instagram went, wait a second.
Whoa.
How come TikTok's taking over? We need to do what they're doing. So we're going to call them Reels and we're going to make TikToks, which is 100%. Everybody knows the same damn thing.
And then y'all could just repost y'all TikToks on Reels.
So at first we were like, these are just TikToks. 100%. Well, they've branded it well. Now I call them Reels. Good job, Instagram. Here I am. Facebook, too. Here I am watching Reels.
Reels.
You did a good job. I'll admit it because I made fun of you at first. They're TikToks, but okay.
You succeeded.
So I was watching this reel or TikTok, whatever, and they said that this girl was upset about a guy, you know, not communicating with her, and he had sent her a bunch of reels, and the dudes were like, dude, reels are the most low effort way of communicating with anyone, your friends, your family, your love interest, like sending them. And I'm like, but everybody sends them. That's how we communicate.
And it takes so much effort to make reels, even more so. So if you think of the effort that goes into the reel that was made, mm-hmm. when it's so relatable to you and your people around you.
Yes.
What?
It's crazy.
I would argue that that's one of the biggest forms of sending and showing love.
Well, they're saying it's a low effort way to communicate, because I'm like, well, because you don't say anything, you don't do anything, you just randomly send a reel. But I'm like, yeah, I guess. And I will just text a reel to my friends that makes me think of them, and I don't say a word.
And you don't even expect a reply.
No. They can just ha-ha or nothing.
Or nothing.
I don't care. I just want to know that they saw it.
100%.
That's all I care about.
Well, I don't even care whether they saw it or not. So I just know I'll send reels in the group chats and just forget about them.
So if sending a reel is the lowest effort way of communicating, is it the lowest or is it something else? Like, what would you say? Because
I'd argue that there's a lower form of...
Which is what?
Of communicating. And I could do this to a
low effort.
Magical T. I can communicate in a low effort form by just sending you emojis.
Oh, have you done that?
I can have an entire conversation with you.
With emojis?
To length with emojis.
Well, now you're just having... Now Sammy's sending the text. I'm convinced. It's not you. That's why. And you know what I'm talking about.
I would consider sending emojis only a lower form of effort communication.
Really?
Than sending reels. Because think about it. To send a reel, it has to inspire thought. Mm-hmm. It has to inspire some type of attraction and attention. You're not just sending everybody a reel.
No, and I don't send the same people ones. Like, I send you our funny work ones. Like, I send you ones about coworkers.
The relatable ones.
Funny ones.
Yeah, not
and
for
then
real.
I send my girls funny for single real. Ones about dudes. Like, it's dating. I don't know.
They're 414, curated. They're curated.
414-533-1037. We're talking about what is the lowest effort form of communication, because I saw a reel where they said sending reels to your friends is the most low effort way of communicating, and I don't know if I agree with that.
I don't agree with it.
Somebody said talking on the speaker, you're not even holding the phone. No, I appreciate Bluetooth and things like that. I love it.
That's not low effort. That's just annoying.
That's just annoying because I'm listening to music and I don't want to talk to you. And which is what happened yesterday. I was driving home and I was listening. I don't know. I was jamming.
Yeah.
And the phone started ringing.
Oh,
and it was a call I had to take. Mm-mm. And I was like, damn. So I answer and I go, hello.
Hi.
I was like, you're ruining my song right now.
Hi, killing the vibe.
So, okay. We're going to talk to everybody next. Somebody said, oh, Natalie in Menominee Falls texted in. I agree with DZ. I would have thought it was emojis. Well, nobody has said that it is. It's just an opinion, you guys. It's our opinion. It's not like anyone has done a research saying this is the most low effort form.
Oh, this isn't a study by science.com.
No, this is just an opinion.
I thought this was an official report.
103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. We're talking about how I saw this reel that said reels are the lowest effort form of communication when you're talking to people. Sending them to your friends, which is we do. We send TikToks and reels all day long. So, I don't know. We started this interesting discussion about what the lowest effort form of communication. Vanessa from Kenosha texted in. You can text or call 414-533-1037. She said, streaks on Snapchat, half. to be the lowest effort.
Ooh.
Yeah, when people, when dudes ask for my Snapchat, I just roll my eyes and I give it to them since I won't give them my number.
Yeah.
But I hate the Snapchat communication.
Dude, dudes be trying to do streaks with you?
I don't know about, they care about the streak, but Snapchat is like everybody's like, give me your snap.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, fine.
I've seen
you're
the
so
kids,
annoying.
Like our nieces and nephews, they got streaks with their little friends
going. It's a big deal.
And they'll just send a blank black screen, no words, no nothing.
Do you know
just
why?
Like a random face. Yeah, just to keep
why?
The streak alive.
Yeah, because if you don't, you have to pay Snapchat to bring your streak back. And
no,
I went,
you don't.
So I was talking to somebody and we stopped talking and it was like, bring your streak back with so-and-so. And
hey,
I went, what? And I clicked, it says $1.99. I said, people pay for a streak? This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, Snapchat probably realized how much they were capitalizing off of people keeping streaks alive and went, yeah, if
the
you
kiddos.
Want.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Let Owen and Hudson ask me to pay for the keep their streak alive on Snapchat and I will snap.
That
pun
has,
intended.
I actually,
pun intended.
I don't disagree with Vanessa. Mm-hmm. Vanessa from Kenosha
yeah.
might be right. To, she might have swayed
streaks
me.
On it's, Snapchat have to be the lowest effort.
They are very low effort. You
well,
don't even do anything. You
no.
don't even, you don't, you're not even talking to anybody.
Whoever texted in string cup telephone.
You, at least you can actually communicate with those.
This is a really good one, though. Blake in Grafton got us thinking. He said liking or she, I'm not sure if it's a guy or a girl, liking and commenting on your posts.
Mm.
That maybe, but see, no.
Hold
this
on,
is
commenting.
How I feel like I'm being supportive of people when I like their posts.
True.
And I feel like when I don't like your posts, I'm intentionally not being supportive or I didn't see
I
it.
I haven't seen it.
Or I haven't seen
Fair.
It.
Fair.
So.
Or I feel like it's been too many days and I've seen it like after a week and I'm going, mm-hmm. oh, well, I can't like it. Now I look like a jerk. Listen,
didn't
though,
you find some research?
So, thank you. Because I was just about to say,
yeah,
there's research
me.
That says sending reels, and I don't think reels is low effort. There's research that supports the fact that says partners that send reels between
yeah.
one another are generally happier than partners that don't.
I believe it. Do you know why?
Why?
Because it means you get each other. You
Ooh.
Have humor in common, which is imperative to any relationship because you're going to want to kill each other. So if
yeah.
you can't laugh, you're screwed.
True.
So you get each other's humor. You, it's saying, I see you. I hear you. This is us. Or this is, it's, it bonds you over
mm-hmm.
the thought that you have together. And it just kind of, it's a way of sharing something funny. You know how like when I come in, I'm like, oh, DZ, I've got to tell you this story.
What's
it's
this?
It's the same thing. It's like, I've
yeah.
got to show you something.
I gotta show you this.
And you're the one I thought of.
Yep.
So maybe it's not low effort.
I don't, bro. I don't think so. I really don't.
Okay, let's go to the phones. She's a regular. She called 5 days in a row. You know Amanda in Racine. Hey, get it, girl.
Yes. I jump up and down and everything.
In her cardigan.
We could hear it.
Yes, you know it. All the time.
All right, Amanda. So you heard what we've been talking about. Danny from Oak Creek texted in and said, sending reels between my hot wife and myself is our love language.
See?
What do you think?
Maybe I'm old school, but me and Saucy Sandra, we normally do voice notes to each other.
Oh.
So we ramble on. Yeah, it's inside the text message. You just click it and then you... Whatever,
go on and on.
Done.
Do you know what's
yep.
so funny?
I got friends like that. Yeah.
I have friends that send voice notes, but I prefer to do the voice to text because it comes out really, really funny when I talk like myself. And so I send it to my friend Shelly, and she's like, this sounds just like you. Because I'm like, okay, girl, listen, I got to tell you something, but it's too much. So I'm going to talk it out, and I'm going to do voice to text. And it goes in one long sentence.
Oh, it's a run on.
The problem with that is like autocorrect.
It may. I was going to say, my words get messed
yeah,
up.
She gets me.
Yeah.
she just understands even through the mistakes.
But I don't know. So, okay, so Amanda, you're saying what?
You think voice to text?
Or I like think just voice to text.
Voice
it's
notes?
Not voice,
voice,
to text.
No, voice notes. Voice notes. You think that's low
yeah.
effort?
No. Yeah, because I just press a button, talk, and move on with my life.
Fair. You
Fair.
Say all you got to say, ramble on.
You're yep. not even engaging. You're just saying, here's everything I want to tell you. Peace out.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah. Yep, that's it.
But then,
on.
But then you're subjected to listen to all of the message on the other end. I'd say that's high effort.
Yep.
No, because I could do other stuff, too, at the same time. I could be cooking, cleaning,
not
whatever.
Not listening.
Well, now you're dreaming. Now
oh.
you're making stuff up. You're
oh,
making
no.
up scenarios
oh,
that are never going to happen, like you cooking and cleaning and doing all this at once. Come on, Amanda. Okay, so somebody just asked, what happened with the delivery, Allie? Did you get the washer and dryer?
Well.
Hold on, let's check, because what would DZ do this morning was about how I had scheduled my washer and dryer to be delivered today, which was a really dumb idea because I'm on the air and this delivery time was 7 to 11 when we're on the air, basically.
Basically the show.
So then I found out they were on their way at like 7 a.m. And I went, well, this isn't going to work.
And you got a busy day because you can't even leave after the show. You got Susan G, bruh.
I have Susan G. Komen coming in. We're going to work on some stuff before the walk in a few months. So now the update is my neighbor, Randy, a.k.a. they call him Powder.
Powder.
He is going to go over and handle it for me. And he may be there, but I was like, I should look on my Ring. I forget I can look on my Ring camera.
I forget you got a Ring camera, too. That's actually really nice to have.
Because it keeps telling me they're on their way, but they're not there yet.
Okay.
Let me look.
How many stops away are they now?
Let me go live on my cameras.
Because you were two stops away when we started this thing, so you were the third stop on the list.
It says, no, they're not. Wait. When did it start raining? I'm looking at my Ring camera going, when did it start raining? We're inside.
Oh, dang. It is dark outside.
It's pouring.
It was like a 45% chance of rain.
Oh.
Well, look at that.
Well, they're definitely not there yet. So anyway, my neighbor's going to go over.
Yeah.
And that solves my problem because I trust Randy. He'll make sure they hook everything up. He's a handy guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, he'll sign for it and move on.
He's familiar with your home.
They're my neighbors.
Yeah.
So the update is my neighbor's getting it.
We got it taken care of, y'all.
Yes. And very nice. Okay. Woosah. That being said, we have tickets to Boys to Men coming up in the next 15 minutes.
Minutes away,
don't
y'all.
Go anywhere. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, you know what we got to discuss? Food.
Listen.
Food.
I'm a foodie. I'm a connoisseur. You know, I'm a sommelier, a foodalier, if you will.
Sommelier.
I'm a foodalier.
I love that.
Some call me a grubalier.
Yes.
The grubologist in the hood. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
I love food.
I do too. And everyone has been talking about the damn snack wrap coming back to McDonald's. So let's discuss.
Right. What's up?
Because I was there yesterday getting a Diet Coke. And when they said $1.98, I went, excuse me, I thought it was $1.79.
Nope.
When did it go up again?
Whenever they feel like it.
They got really mad at us for not going anymore when they changed the price. They took them up again.
And I swear they're making the cup smaller.
To make up for what they lost when they changed the price. That's what you should have kept the dollar sodas anyway.
Just keep the people happy. But they're in the process of making the people happy. So maybe the dollar drinks will come back. Because the snack wrap is back,
baby. And you said there's more than one?
Yeah, they got the spicy and the ranch.
Okay, explain to me. I'm not saying I don't like snack wraps, but I'm saying, why do people get so, what's the word? Psychotic.
Yeah, that's a good word.
Crazy when this thing comes back. What is it about the snack wrap?
It was nostalgic because it was around a long time ago.
Reminds you of things you loved.
Mm-hmm. Right, like the big burritos, not the small little breakfast sausage burritos, the big old burritos that they used to have for breakfast. Mm-hmm. When those come back, that's my happy day kind of vibe. But the snack wrap, like the McRib, like when the ice cream machine actually works, or when you get
I heard that shade thrown. Everybody knows it. Yep. Go on.
Or
when the ice cream machine actually works.
Or when St. Patrick's Day rolls around and that yummy, yummy little green mint shake comes back.
I understand the Shamrock Shake, just like I understand the PSL, the pumpkin spice latte. It's seasonal, or now maybe it's year-round. The snack wrap, I'm not saying it's not phenomenal. I'm just saying I can't believe the amount of excitement this thing is bringing to the world. It's wild.
Can I tell you what part of it feels, too?
It's got to be.
It's nostalgia, and it feels a little healthier. It does feel a little bit healthier, even though they're using basically the same chicken.
Oh, Natalie in Menominee Falls said, nope, nope, nope.
She
said, they're not the same. She said, also, my boyfriend said the spicy sauce is not good. This doesn't, okay.
I'm not here to throw shade. Mm-hmm. I normally like spicy. I don't normally like ranch.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the ranch snapback, the ranch snack wrap better than the spicy.
Yeah.
I did. Mm-hmm. I didn't like the spicy snack wrap. I thought it was decent, but I preferred ranch.
How many were there before?
I only ever remember the ranch one from back in the day.
There was one.
And you had to get hot sauce on the side and add it in. Right? So where the spicy one came into play, I think that's the new additive for the day.
Mm.
But I'm always about to try these new meals.
The trying to get you to try new stuff all the time.
When I'm down for it, you know if there's a new pack of Oreos, I'm about to get the new pack of Oreos.
True. You love Oreos, though.
I just tried the Wendy's Takis Fuego meal the other day,
too. How was it?
It was all right.
Really?
I like, dude, them Takis fries.
Really?
I hope they keep those permanently.
Wait, at Wendy's?
At Wendy's, yes.
Well, and everybody's, like, now Taco Bell has chicken tenders. We go, or chicken fingers, we go there. My kids are like, I'll take the chicken fingers. I go, no!
Wait a second.
It's Taco Bell.
It's tacos here.
I'm not doing it. Somebody texted in to 414-533-1037. They said, oh my gosh, that side giggle from DZ and the ice cream machine not working at McD's. Hilarious.
My bad. I'm just saying.
People are texting in. It's all about the nostalgia. People go crazy for that. June and Elkhorn said they need to bring back the honey mustard snack wrap.
The honey mustard snack wrap did hit different, man.
Honey mustard is like my sauce of choice. I get the sugar-free. I have to go to Walmart to find it. There's a sugar-free. Is it Sweet Baby Ray's has a sugar-free honey mustard.
It tastes good enough.
It's so good. Oh,
listen, I'm here for the snack wrap. I'm here for all the other little things and fast food Johns that you want to bring back. Mm-hmm. I will say that I'm going to continue to try them because I'm just that guy.
Well, and I wonder if they'll keep them now. They should keep them.
Well, and that's the part that
don't
I hate.
Don't keep going back and forth. Keep them or stop.
Like Taco Bell, for example, and that, again, not throwing shade because I love the nacho fries from T-Bell.
Yeah.
Stop getting rid of them. They all of a sudden you
they
go
got rid of them again?
They keep going
those
going
are
back.
Good.
They keep going back and forth. Just leave them to stay.
We like them.
Thank you. Stop testing. The market has been tested. We like them. Stop testing.
And you already have 9,000 other items on your menu. Let's not act like it's too many items. Come on.
Thank you.
Love you. Man, Taco Bell. All right, we're talking about the snack wrap or nostalgia or whatever you want to bring back next. Was she talking about the snack wrap in that song?
Yes, that's exactly what
she was
talking
about. You'll have to stop the world to stop the feeling when you have when you eat a snack wrap.
Because the only thing that'll change it is if they bring back the McSkillet burrito.
Yum. Okay, so we're talking about how the snack wrap is back at McDonald's and people go crazy for this. And DZ, you've had both
I've
of them.
I've tried both, yeah.
Because there's more than one. But we asked what you guys are thinking or what people get so excited about and what are you so nostalgic about. Let's go to Mike in Hartford. Got to dust off the theme song, but you know.
Morning, babe.
Hi, babe.
Back. Morning, babe.
How you doing, babe?
Just living the dream.
You
I don't know whose dream, but it's somebody.
That's a lie.
You got that baby. Them babies at home, man.
Please. Mike, you been eating the snack wrap?
I had the ranch one, and it was actually pretty tasty.
The ranch one was always good.
Kathleen tasted it, and she said there was a little bit too much ranch. But I was like,
No, you never have too much sauce. Thank you. There's never too much sauce.
I agree with Kathleen.
The alternative is not enough sauce, and then we have a dry problem.
Okay. And then you got the tortilla sticking to the roof of your mouth. It's like, oh, this is disgusting.
This is true.
And then they scrape your... Yeah, no, you need the sauce.
Fair enough. As long as you keep the drink handy, the sauce doesn't make too much of a difference. Mm-hmm. But you've tried it.
That's
You ain't tried a spicy one yet, though?
I didn't. I'm a little on the fence of trying anything spicy from a fast food place.
He's a classic girl.
Fair.
He likes his classic stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a girly like that.
I will say they don't taste identical to the original.
Okay.
But the original never comes back.
No.
They had the McCrispy strips then, or like the Chicken Selects. They didn't have the McCrispy strips, and the Chicken Selects were bigger.
Ooh, Mike.
So the snack wraps were bigger back then.
Ah.
I believe
so that's
that.
That's what it was.
I believe that.
I remember getting the Chicken Selects.
Damn, was that Thunder?
2005 when I was in high school.
Sorry, Mike. I just heard Thunder, and we have headphones on. We never hear anything out of our headphones. I'm like, was that Thunder
outside?
Yeah,
we might go on the generator for sure. We might lose power at the station.
I'm going home to get my washer and dryer.
No, you won't be able to run it because you always lose power.
Mike, when you're right, you're right.
Goodbye, Mike. He said it with his chest. Goodbye, Mike. Love you. I hung up on me because he knew I was going to hang up on him.
A jerk.
Fine. Listen, what?
Well,
talk to me.
Mike was actually going somewhere good with this.
Where?
They're not using the same chicken tenders, the same chicken strips or whatever.
Okay.
McDonald's did also just release new tenders.
Oh.
So if I'm giving a pro tip,
I
would use the new chicken tenders they just released in the snack wrap rather than using the different chicken that they're using. Because that would take them and elevate them to a top tier. I need to talk to somebody at McDonald's.
Well, you can't. You got to talk to Carl from Indy instead. Hi, Carl. Good morning.
morning, Buenos Dios.
Ah, Carl, we miss you. Welcome back. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing okay. I'm still here.
Good. And are you eating the snack wrap, or did you want to talk about something else nostalgic in your life?
Oh, yes. And actually, I heard this advertisement from DZ last year when Culver's decided to make the Curter Burger.
Yum.
Yeah, buddy.
You heard that commercial on Kiss? See, advertising works. You're welcome.
Look at that.
Yes.
So wait, did you like the Curter? You liked it?
It was so good.
Yeah, I did. It was actually really good.
They took it away?
To be honest.
It's basically a seasonal release, bruh. And now one of them things where, yes, I would petition, like Carl saying, to bring Culver's Curter Burger back because I love me some cheese, and you don't go wrong.
Totally. People are texting in all kinds of things, like bring back the Mexi Melt from Taco Bell. Bring back the chili cheese burrito. Somebody said Choco Tacos. Bring them back. You had me at all of these, you guys. I receive it all.
Y'all remember the grilled stuff nachos?
They sound good.
It was the nachos in the pouch, basically. It was nachos stuffed inside a tortilla from Taco Bell. That needs to come back.
Dang. Well, enjoy your snack wraps. I will not be able to eat one until they have grilled chicken in them.
And keto-friendly tortillas.
That's it, low-carb tortillas, which they exist. So thank you. And then I will just... I go to Taco Bell, I order tacos, and then I move them over to a low-carb... I go home and put them in my own wrap, and I eat them. It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Just saying, pro tip. Okay, you ready to give away tickets?
Do we have to? I want to keep talking about food.
No, I do too, because I'm real... I know, I'm starving.
I know.
God, why do we do this to ourselves?
I'm still on the air.
Oh, geez, Carl, I forgot you were there.
And in fact, I just want to make one quick announcement to make.
We'll make it quick because you're trying to win Boys to Men, ain't you?
I forgot Carl was there.
No, it's really quick, I promise you.
Okay, what's up, bud?
What's up, Carl?
I'm moving.
Where? Wait, no, hold on.
We have Odyssey app.
You need approval from mom and dad to be moving.
Correct.
I'll be moving from Indy to... Cherubel, Indiana, which is only a two-hour drive.
Did you, Carl? It's closer to us. Oh. I thought he was messing with us. He's saying, I'm closer to you now. I'm two hours closer.
Oh,
Carl, you know what? We love to hear it. You're going to be listening on the Odyssey app either way.
Perfect.
But we are so happy to hear it.
And I might be coming by.
I was going to say he's closer to us. Now he's going to pop up all the time.
He's closer than ever before.
Okay, Carl, we got to go. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Man. See you soon when you swing by. Okay.
Hey, as long as he's not moving further, that's all.
He's not. That would make us sad. The good news is you can listen on the Odyssey app. My sister listens in California. You can listen from anywhere.
I mean, we got friends
in Vegas. She's living Oak Creek. She listens on the Odyssey app.
The homies be listening all around the map.
Hell yeah. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. We got to give somebody tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair, DZ.
I know somebody's excited to see Boys to Men, baby.
Amen. I mean, ABC, BBD.
You mean A, Boys to Men.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Cassie is calling from Oak Creek. She's driving to work. Hi, Cassie. Cassie. Hi. I know it's raining, but you're on the radio. Good morning, Cassie. Hello.
Good morning.
There she is. Hey, Cassie.
Hello.
I want you to drive carefully. I know it's raining, right? It's a mess out there. Yeah?
Actually, I'm just pulling into work right now.
Oh, never mind.
It's not raining here. I'm in Kenosha, so.
Oh. Forget you then. No, right. I'm just kidding.
Why you got to flex on us like that? We were trying to give you some good news. Now you're just out here bragging.
She's like, never. I'm fine. It's not raining here anymore. We're good.
Say, girl, I'm dry. What you talking about?
Well, I'm assuming you've been to the fair, the Wisconsin State Fair, Cassie, I hope.
I have, yes.
Okay.
Favorite part of the fair is what?
Trying all the foods and doing the sporkies.
Yes.
Thank you.
And bye. You ever seen a concert at the Wisconsin State Fair?
I have not, actually.
Well, today's the day. You're going to Boys to Men, girls.
Let's change that.
Yes, it's a Friday night. You and whoever you want to take going to see Boys to Men on the Bank 5-9 main stage at the Wisconsin State Fair. And I'll see you there, girlfriend. It's going to be so much fun. You ever seen them in concert?
I have never.
First concert.
Oh, now you flexing.
First concert. MC Hammer was there.
Okay.
Brandy was there.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey!
It really was the first
concert.
It really was.
I was a baby. Okay. Anyway, listen, somebody's going to be in touch with you, Cassie. So have a great time at the show. Okay?
Absolutely. Right. Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Have fun at work. Bye.
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 So there you go. Tomorrow, same day.
I'm good.
I know. I was just asking because our new boss came in.
Yeah.
And people wanted to know, did Hard Pants get fired? No, Hard Pants is still here.
Yeah.
He's the boss below Hard Pants.
Different boss.
We have three bosses.
Different boss, softer right? pants. Technically,
softer
three bosses.
Definitely softer pants.
Yeah.
Hard Pants is the high up, the head guy.
Yeah.
And then Soft Pants is our other two. And
correct.
There's a woman and a man, and there are other two close bosses.
It's like the umbrella. Think of it is like the head of the snake, and then there's two heads right
yeah,
under it.
Exactly. I wanted to see. Did you see that Ozzy Osbourne died yesterday?
I did see that.
I
last
thought it was
night.
A joke.
No,
at first.
I ain't gonna lie to you. When they did their like final show, and everybody was all the
what
rage.
Do you mean? Oh,
and,
the reality show.
No, when they did their final concert.
Oh,
like Black Sabbath had their final show, and like Jason Momoa was
listen,
out there. Did
I forget
all that
Ozzy was in a rock group because I'm so now rebranded about the Osbournes because they were the first reality show when we didn't have anything like that.
Right,
you
right.
know.
Well, and earlier we were talking about stuff that you forget about certain artists, like
yeah.
Beyonce being part of Destiny's
you
Child,
Ozzy
Rose
being part
and
of-
Blackpink,
yep.
Ozzy being in literal the one of the most iconic you know mm-hmm. rock groups of all
for
time.
Sure.
He bit the head off of a bat. The rest is history.
And then he went on his own.
But
he, like Beyonce-esque, like you said, huge group and then broke up.
At once, he mm-hmm. rose to meteoric, you know,
yeah.
stardom with a group. And
yeah.
they did their last show ever. And when I saw him, one, he performed basically seated the entire time. And to see him do
wait,
that.
What year was this?
Recent.
Oh.
This like recent.
Like last 5 years?
Like the last 5 weeks. Like this was rather
on TV
recent.
You saw him.
No, I didn't see him in person. Yeah, I've never seen them live.
For some reason I thought you meant you were like a black and like an Ozzy
no.
show and I was like I was trying to keep up and I'm like, wait, what?
I saw online, I saw all the people, all
I'm
the
catching,
all the
I'm
tributes,
up, yeah.
all the things, and I went,
yeah.
we're close. I didn't really know how old Ozzy was. I thought he was older than 76. I'm not going to cap to you, but seeing that he passed.
He looks 900 because of all the drug use and the alcohol. He was a major addict.
R.I.P. But I
makes you look like garbage.
I think he lived longer than I was presuming because of that. Because of the life he lived. I was like, oh, dang.
But was he with it? Even on the Osbournes in the 90s, when they, whatever the hell their show was called, when they had that show, he didn't make any sense then, and that was 30 years ago. Yeah. So think about that. He was like 40. He was probably 40 or 50.
40, 50.
Yep. Wow. He was only 40 or 50 then. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And he was nuts then. Like, you couldn't really understand what he was saying.
Whether he was on something or not.
I think his brain was so damaged was from all the drug use.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the alcohol. And alcohol. Correct. Both of them will do that to you.
In the combination.
In the combination.
But, condolences to his family. Yeah. Obviously, like, it's still sad regardless. Mm-hmm. I want to say that his daughter, Kelly, had just gotten engaged or married or something like that. I don't keep up or follow with the family like that.
I don't anymore. Not anymore. I know, like, there was a lot going on. Once they had the show,
and then they had a huge downfall. There was times where they didn't really talk to each other, and they were in the media for not so great reasons, and... Somebody said, just one of them families.
Ozzy did not look that old. Stop it. You don't think Ozzy looked like garbage?
I don't think Ozzy looked that old. I think his body.
And his face.
And his
everything.
His demeanor, his health didn't look well.
His brain was not well, you could tell.
You can tell he wasn't healthy. I don't think he looked old. You could just tell he wasn't healthy. That's what I mean by that.
Somebody said, Saucy said, he lived longer than Richard Simmons. What does that tell you? Well, first of all, I got to tell everybody who Richard Simmons is. So I'll start there. He was a huge exercise guru in the 80s, and he did exercise videos, and then he died from like a heart something, right? And then
I don't know how he died.
It was something ironic like that. It was something ironic. Google. It was something ironic, like, the healthy guy died of like a health issue. It was like when the Atkins guy died of a heart attack or something, and they're like, ho, look at this guy. Not good.
All of a sudden.
Kelly just got engaged at a show on July 5th to Sid Wilson from Slipknot. Natalie and Menominee Falls.
I told you I don't follow the family, but I had just seen something on she had just gotten engaged or married or something. So it was an engagement.
They think we're being mean that it is just the same person saying he didn't look. I think are you okay?
I'm not trying to be mean.
We're being matter of fact.
Trying to be realistic. He led a very blessed life and he risked a lot. Honestly, I think he made strides and lived longer than I honestly thought he would. But the choices he made aged him. I do think they aged him. Did he look 76? Yeah, he looked 76, but his body also looked about 95 at the same time, and I don't know how to explain that.
And Sharon doesn't because of all the work she's had done, and I'm not judging at all. I'm just saying, as someone who has worked with plastic surgeons, I can now see with a lot of these celebrities, like Kris Jenner just had a huge facelift, and you can tell. Yeah, nobody looks like that in their 60s. Nobody.
Look like
I'm
her daughter
sorry.
Now. Look like
she
him
looks
now.
She looks 40 because of a facelift, right? Yeah. And same thing with Sharon. Sharon, I wonder what she would actually look like if she had it. Had facelifts because same thing. She looks amazing because of the work.
And I'm also comparing this to the grandfather that I had who at 90 was still arguably more active than most young adults that to these days. My grandfather, my mom's dad, walked/trotted into his 90s for 5 miles a day.
Really?
COVID is what knocked this man's health out. COVID made it impossible for him to go out, so his health declined because he wasn't able to go out and walk the miles, run the miles that he did. Listen, I tried to keep up with him when we went and visited, and it was hard. So when I say there's a way to take care of yourself and there's a way to not, there's the lesser of two evils.
You can do it. Yeah, they released a joint statement. I forget there's another kid. Sharon, Kelly, Jack, and Amy. I forget they have another kid who didn't want to be on the reality show. She's older. Did you know that?
Don't remember her.
You never saw her. She was older and she didn't want to be on it.
She's the Rob.
So it ended up being those two. Yeah, but Ozzy Osbourne died at the age of 76 yesterday. He was the founding Black Sabbath frontman.
It doesn't make this any less sad by any means. And I hope it doesn't sound insensitive of just speaking our mind and the reality of how we feel this went down. I mean, rest in peace.
There's five kids.
No way.
Amy and Lewis are the other two. My bad. There's five altogether. And I don't know. Are they all with Sharon? I don't know. And it doesn't matter. Either way, Ozzy Osbourne died at the age of 70.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kelly and Jack.
I knew about Amy. I don't know if I knew there was another one in there. And then another one. Who's the other one?
My silence speaks volumes. I had no idea they had five.
Now I have it. I found it. Okay. He had two children, Jessica and Lewis, from his first marriage. Oh. They were married till 82. Then he adopted that person's son. Another person from a previous marriage? Okay, whatever. Look, he's got a lot of kids. R.I.P. Ozzy Osbourne.
That's it.
I mean, we're not that old. We're trying here. Kiss FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.